Part 2. Chapter 1. Fun tries to console Nails, while avoiding the dreaded issue of Carly. Meanwhile, Carly adopts her false Sheila Smith identity for the very first time. Fun. Stop worrying, Nails. I'd repeated these three words exactly 13 times in the past 10 minutes. They weren't having the soothing effect I'd hoped. Nails continued to pace our room, running his fingers through his spiky black hair. I wanted to grab him and shout at him the way that Wellington cop had just shouted at Stanton. Relax. Let's talk about normal stuff. Like how every fall you try to look like more of a washed-up Britpop failure. Who are you trying to be right now? You don't even play an instrument. Since June, his waistline had shrunk, and his skin had whitened. How anyone could return from a carefree, jobless summer as bone-thin and corpse-pale as Nails was yet another unsolved mystery of the morning. His ratty, James Brown sex machine t-shirt didn't help matters. 10 to 1, this is some kind of gag, Nails. Don't listen to what Stanton said on the radio. You should listen to the cop. You're not a suspect. There are no suspects. Maybe Darcy is just taking a very long nap somewhere. He stopped pacing. I know you're trying to be funny. You always try to impress me when you haven't seen me in a while. Busted. That's me, the nutty comedian out to impress the funky albino. Nails sighed. He flopped down on the unmade bed that would theoretically be his for the year, unless he was arrested, or expelled, or both. I don't care about that cop, and I don't care about Stanton, he grumbled. I care about her. Well, like I said, I'm sure there's some kind of reasonable explanation, I said. I should probably have kept my mouth shut. I was sounding like my dad.